Today we explore the history behind a new nonprofit supporting Black transgender and non-binary youth. Rainbow in Black offers Black-led care coordination, emergency relocation aid, legal referrals, and culturally competent mental health resources. It launches amidst escalating state restrictions and rhetoric targeting gender-affirming care, school inclusion, and family autonomy. This highlights a familiar pattern. When systems ignore Black lives, community builds its own safety net. Black trans and non-binary youth face layered barriers, including anti-trans rules and racial bias, often missed by general LGBTQ services. This double bind increases risk, making navigation harder and leading to caregiver burnout. A dedicated organization understanding both racial and gender dimensions can close life-threatening gaps. The nonprofit enters a policy climate where hundreds of bills affect trans youth access to healthcare, school activities, and public accommodations. Many bills shift decision-making power from families to state actors, threatening parents and blocking evidence-based care. Surveillance tools in schools and health systems can be weaponized against families of color, worsening mistrust. The nonprofit's model emphasizes rapid response, discreet planning, and wraparound care tailored for Black households. Families describe pressure points, school misgendering, hostile pediatric visits, and the financial shock of travel for care across state lines. The nonprofit's focus on mutual aid, direct stipends, and vetted Black therapists is a crucial safety strategy. To understand this nonprofit's importance, we must examine the history of policing Black families who parent outside dominant norms. Post-emancipation, vagrancy, and cross-dressing laws targeted Black people who didn't conform to rigid gender expectations. This policing merged with Jim Crow, creating a double standard where Black presence itself was suspicious. Black LGBTQ communities formed informal support networks in churches, beauty salons, ball culture, and mutual aid circles. The 1960s and 1970s saw growing Black and trans-led activism challenging both racism and gender policing. Recent years have seen a surge in statewide restrictions on gender-affirming care and school inclusion for trans youth. Some measures threaten parents with child welfare investigations for pursuing medically recommended care, a significant threat for Black families. When misgendering and exclusion intersect with racial bias, attendance drops and mental health crises rise. Illustrative disparities show 70% of LGBTQ students are mistreated, 55% avoid bathrooms, and 48% skip school due to feeling unsafe. Black communities have always innovated systems of care in hostile environments, from church mothers organizing rent parties to ball culture houses raising youth. The new nonprofit channels this lineage with modern tools like encrypted communication, telehealth, and interstate legal networks. It integrates youth advisory boards and paid peer mentors to ensure programs align with lived reality, countering the historical extraction of Black labor. Political attacks often frame gender-affirming care as something done to children, ignoring the benefits of supportive homes. For Black families, defending gender-affirming care is also about defending Black family autonomy, given generations of surveillance. The nonprofit's legal education arm helps families document consent and prepare for hostile encounters without panic. The nonprofit's arrival suggests a shift from reactive crisis work to proactive ecosystem building, providing checklists, template letters, and risk assessments. Success will look like fewer school withdrawals, fewer emergency relocations, and more youth thriving openly where they live. This effort pressures larger institutions to change, advocating for resource redirection towards Black family autonomy. In this political moment, families need more than sympathy. They need tools that work. The new nonprofit delivers tools forged from Black tradition and sharpened for today's threats. It honors the truth that safety for Black trans youth is inseparable from racial justice, family autonomy, and community knowledge. When Black caregivers can act with confidence and support, youth stand a real chance to live, learn, and lead. Every launch like this builds a wider circle of protection, sending a message to policymakers, schools, and clinics. We are the experts in our own survival, and the sooner institutions follow our lead, the sooner we trade panic for possibility and fear for flourishing.